That's what I would do.
I mean, y'all seen me play for 7 years. You should know. You should kind of get an idea what the game plan is going to be like. So I'm not. You'll never hear me say it, but you know, just go with the percentages.
Tell us about going against him.
Say again.
What is it like going against him? Tell us about him.
Well, the funny thing is, he's so different from what he's been the past few years. You know, he seems more focused. He just seems better prepared than what he has been in the past. He's always had the talent. It's just going out there and believing it and doing it, being confident in what you're doing, having a quarterback you're confident in. He definitely has that now. So, I mean, that's what makes him so explosive. He seems like he believes what he's doing now.
Similar to anybody else you go against?
Not really. He kind of reminds me of Brandon Marshall a little bit because he can run with the ball when he gets it. You know, I don't know if he's on that level yet, but he's on his way.
How does a guy catch 18 passes?
Well, he getting open, getting targeted. He's definitely a big part of the game plan. He's a guy they're going to go to in crucial situations. So he's going to get the ball. And you know, if I'm on it, I know I'm going to get a lot of balls.
Chip, what is McCluster returning to the lineup?
Man, a lot. He's so effective. You can use him as a decoy. You can give him the ball, put him in space against linebackers. He creates so many mismatches in the game, and he's a guy, when he's in the game, we got to know it.
And what does his return do for Bo?
Well, it just opens up their offense a little more. You know, they can do a lot more tricks, a lot more misdirection things, and, you know, Bo's going to get his one-on-ones, you know, and I'm sure that's what they're looking forward to.
How much impact does all the external criticism have on the locker room with you guys?
External criticism?
Yeah, just all the stuff swirling around McDaniels and outside of the locker room. Well, does it impact you guys?
When you're 3-8, you're going to get criticized whether you like it or not, whether things are going on off the field or not. It's just the way it is. It's the nature of the league, and it doesn't bother us one bit. You know, it's whether we're doing good or bad, people are going to say things we don't like, so you just can't get caught up in that. Well, it sucks that, you know, that stuff like this has to come out because, you know, it kind of takes away, you know, what he meant to this organization and this team. And it is what it is. You know, we loved him around here, and, you know, I just hope it doesn't take away from how people feel about him. Well, I knew they were close, and you know, I didn't know the depth of their relationship, but you know, that was good that, you know, even him not being here last year or this year, you know, that was big of him to, you know, kind of be there for him and help him out when he needed it. You know, a lot of people didn't know what was really going on with him or anything like that, so, you know, hopefully I wish we could have helped out more, but, you know, it is what it is. We got to keep moving on.
Chad, I don't know if you were asking me to tell you. What's the biggest difference between last year and this year? I think you got 13 touchdowns in the last 16. I know. Well, I was over talking about, I was talking to Mike McClure.
Well, he just seems more focused, more confident. He's always had the talent. You know, he has a quarterback that can get him the ball now. They've had some issues, you know, his early years. He just looks like a different person, just ready to go every week.
At least I apologize.
Hmm?
At least I apologize.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Polygenetics.